Today, you'll learn how two unlikely partners, Big Pharma and Biotech, created a COVID vaccine in under a year, saving millions of lives globally. This is The Partnership Playbook, a podcast helping sales and marketing leaders secure high-value partnerships that finally unlock business growth and reclaim time. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes-Sinclair. Welcome to the show. If you've only got 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. We're diving into the Pfizer-BioNTech partnership, how Pfizer's regulatory and manufacturing power, combined with BioNTech's mRNA innovation, delivered a 95% effective vaccine in less than 12 months. We'll uncover the three key tactics you can apply today: collapsing project timelines through parallel design, building operational integration from day one, and investing in trust before the data is in. So imagine launching a brand new technology and starting mass production before you even know if it works. That's what Pfizer and BioNTech did. Let's look at the three primary lessons you can take away today. Lesson one, collapse time by designing for parallel execution. In most regulated industries, especially pharma, processes are deliberately sequential. Phase one of clinical trials end, and only then does phase two begin. It's a safety-driven, risk-averse method, and for good reason. But in early 2020, the urgency of a global pandemic forced Pfizer and BioNTech to ask one question. What if speed became a strategic advantage rather than a liability? Instead of waiting, they ran clinical trials in parallel. Regulatory approvals, data reviews, and manufacturing setup all progressed simultaneously. This wasn't a gamble, it was a design, and it cut years off the development time. But this kind of parallel execution doesn't just happen. It requires three things. Number one, deep alignment between teams across disciplines: scientists, operations, compliance, logistics, and leadership. Number two, strong scenario planning to manage risk without paralyzing progress. Number three, clear decision-making authority to present endless back and forth. For leaders outside of pharma, this is a call to examine your own processes. Are your teams defaulting to sequence when parallel tracks are available? Is fear of rework slowing you down more than necessary? Could running initiatives side by side, marketing and sales, product development and customer success, unlock exponential gains? This isn't about being reckless. It's about recognizing that in high-stakes environments, time is not a fixed variable. It's a lever you can pull if your systems, culture, and courage allow it. Now, let's be clear. Parallel execution doesn't guarantee success. But when designed intelligently, it compresses timelines, exposes interdependencies early, and moves you faster towards clarity. Pfizer and BioNTech used it to deliver a historic result. What might it unlock for your business? Lesson two. Operational integration must happen at the start, not at the end. The brilliance of the Pfizer-BioNTech partnership wasn't just the innovation, it was the integration. Most companies treat operations like the caboose of a train. It moves only after strategy, R&D, and product development teams have laid the tracks. But here, operations were not an afterthought. They were a core part of the design. When Pfizer committed to manufacture at scale, they didn't wait for a final formula. They retooled facilities in Michigan and Belgium in real time, while research was still ongoing. Meanwhile, logistics teams had built a bespoke -70 cold chain system from scratch. Air freighters, dry ice capacity, GPS-tracked coolers. That's not just execution. That's operational innovation. Daily virtual meetings connected cross-functional teams. Scientists in Mainz, regulatory teams in the US, plant managers in Belgium. Everyone had access to the same data, made decisions in near real time, and shared a single mission: get the vaccine to the world. The takeaway for leaders is to rethink your org chart. Ask, are our operators downstream or at the table from day one? True integration means ops helps shape the product, not just ship it. It also means creating a culture where friction is used constructively, not avoided. Integrating operations accelerates innovation. They also de-risk scale. When ops is looped in late, you get bottlenecks, handoffs, and burnout. When integrated from the start, you get speed, alignment, and execution that scales under pressure. This partnership didn't just survive chaos, it thrived in it, and integration was the foundation. If you're building partnerships today, Make ops your co-architects, not just your contractors. And lesson three, invest in trust before you need it. Albert Bulla, Pfizer CEO, did something wildly unconventional. In mid-2020, months before trial data was finalized, he gave the green light to manufacture at global scale. That decision carried enormous financial and reputational risk, but he didn't flinch. Why? Because he trusted BioNTech. That trust wasn't built overnight. Pfizer and BioNTech had collaborated previously on flu vaccines. They'd seen each other in action. There was already technical respect, personal rapport, and a baseline of belief. So when urgency hit, Bulla didn't need another spreadsheet. He needed conviction. This kind of trust is rare. It requires reputational capital, transparent communication, and aligned incentives. For you as a leader, this is a call to build trust equity in advance. Don't wait for the big deal to start building trust. Cultivate it in every small project, every meeting, every minor agreement. Because when the stakes are high, trust lets you move without bureaucracy. And don't miss the nuance here. Trust didn't eliminate risk, it enabled risk. Bulla's belief in BioNTech science allowed him to take action others wouldn't dare because he knew who he was dealing with. In high-velocity partnerships, data and diligence matter. But at some point, you reach a moment where the next step is a judgment call. And in that moment, trust is the real accelerant. And so in summary, here are the three lessons you can take away today. Parallelize your projects smartly. Don't wait for perfect certainty. Move when alignment and inform risk allow. Number two, build operational design into strategy. Bring operations in early to speed up later. And number three, invest in trust capital. Your future partnerships will move at the speed of trust you've already earned. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And before you go, I have a question for you. Do you ever feel stuck, unsure how to move forward with a partnership opportunity? Maybe you're circling the same conversations, hoping momentum will magically appear. Or worse, saying yes to things just to do something. Well, you're not alone. The truth is, most business leaders aren't short on opportunities. They're short on next steps that actually work. That's why I created something for you. It's called the 100 Partnership Tactics. A free collection of proven practical moves used by high-performing CEOs, founders, and sales leaders to turn talk into traction. Inside, you'll find exactly what to say, to do, and to build at every stage of a partnership, so you can stop guessing and start growing. You'll find the link to these tactics in the show notes. It's free, battle-tested, and it could save you months of wasted time. Thanks for tuning in to the Partnership Playbook. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes Sinclair. I'll see you in the next episode.